un grande uopis, eh? Uopis, un cerezza, un welcome Panagi.
Thanks.
Please take a seat.
Cerezza, welcome to the NetBank Reality TSK series. I was looking at you walking into the studio and I'm thinking, that walk must have been there when you scored 1995. Was it there?
No, it wasn't there.
Why?
I mean, today it's more like a relaxed walk.
Yeah,
because I'm just coming here to chill and just chat to you about our life experiences in football. But yeah, the one that I had in Ivory Coast, that was a scary one. You have to jump all sorts of emoti before you get into the field. So it was a walk where you walk front, but you always check who's coming behind, because you wouldn't trust anyone there.
Take me through that experience. I mean, we saw you play this team here, and then you had to go visit Ghana. Completely different.
Yeah, I think, if I take you to the story, after we played a 2-0 draw at the FNP Stadium, you know, because when I joined Pirates, I started the competition in the quarterfinals, because I was not eligible to play. You know, I joined Pirates 95, but guys that started the preliminary rounds were those that were registered 94.
Yeah.
You know, so when I joined Pirates, I scored in each and every round that I played up to the final. You know, the first leg of the final, I couldn't score, but I'm proud because I contributed to both goals. I had an assist to Helman Mkelele in our first goal. Then I forced the corner that Innocent Mnongo took and Kevin Lane scored with the header. But as I drove home, you know, listening to a radio, you know, sports talk show radio, then it was like people blaming Jerry Skhosana. Hey, Eric Heidemann greedy. If Pirates lose this cup, Jerry Skhosana is the one to be playing. Because I didn't score, you know, but that didn't sit well with me. Until Monday, when we were supposed to go to training, I just absconded.
Yeah, you know,
because the anger was there. And on top of that, Pirates, when I came to Pirates, there was like the late Joe Frickleton.
Yeah.
You know, he adored me so much as a striker. And he was also sacked on that Monday, you know, in the morning.
Yeah.
And now we're like left with the assistant coach, the late
Brandaway.
Yes. So I was angry. Then I didn't go to training. Augusto Palacios was sent home to come check on me. And then I told him straight, I'm okay.
I'm fine.
Wow. Hey, you know.
And how do you feel at that time? Because you get this anger that the team at the time felt Jerry did not deliver. But then again, you walk in, there's this excitement to see you. How do you then feel? From being angry, you walk into a space where the teammates are saying, Jerez, Ukona final.
You know, that changed the whole mentality in me, you know, because I thought everybody was going to be angry. Everybody was going to say different stuff, you know, that were like negative, to say maybe I thought I was a superstar, maybe, you know, all of these things. You know, the teammates when they start teasing you, but I was more than welcome.
When did you not train with the team?
With the team of mine.
Did you train by yourself?
No.
So, Jerez.
The upper degree is 22. That's the whole truth.
Ukwatile?
Yes.
Ukwatile?
Ukwatile? Ukwatile?
Aujim usakwatile?
I'm training Ukwatile.
We are training.
All I can even say is like, on that Monday, you know, Malam Khulu.
They're not saying to him, Jerez, but you're not going to training. What's wrong with you?
No, they knew, because sometimes when you're a provider, my out team, I don't have a clue, man.
Oh, team excited, Jerry's day, long trip. How many hours?
I think it's 5 hours.
Yeah.
5 hours to Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was like a long flight. because there was not much of excitement. Remember, we were more like doomed to say we've lost already.
Yeah.
That team drew with Al Ahly 1-1 in Egypt.
Correct.
In the semi-final first leg. And they walloped Al Ahly 5-1 in Ivory Coast, you know. So who were we when they drew with us 2-2 and they were 2-0 down at one stage at home? So they already it was like getting into like a slaughterhouse. Yeah, but it was quiet and long.
You get to settle. What conversation do you start having building up to the game?
I think for us, it was more of what we saw on the outside.
Yeah.
You know, because everything was painted yellow. You know, when we go to the supper, you get the clothes like the black, is it the...
Not black and white.
No, not black
and white. It's yellow, just
everything, you know, colored like yellow and black.
Yeah.
You know, the colors of a certain emotion.
Yeah.
We never had much of discussion about what we're gonna be doing.
Yeah.
Because remember, we lost an important figure in Innocent Mwango who got the red card.
Yeah.
You know, when we like in the first league.
Yeah.
So it was like, how are we gonna hold these people? You know, to us it was like we just going to honor the fixture.
Yeah.
That we're supposed to go and play. The chairman was always there. You know, you would see when we train, we'd always be having a conversation with Mkandawere. I don't know what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know, but for us to see him there, you know, we knew we had somebody who was strong enough, you know, so we felt like safe, to be honest. Because every time we traveled in the past, we would be like stone strong in the past. It was like a long trip from hotel to the field where we're gonna play. So I think his presence.
His presence
meant a lot.
Fast track. Game day. You walk through that tunnel. The game has started. What did you say to amongst yourselves as Mafuekisukalamite? How do you then psych yourself to say whatever that has happened, whatever doubt that we've had, we don't have a choice, we have to go and play?
There was just a simple phrase.
Yeah.
Mark Fish, Kevin Lane, Eddie Mutale, Pirit Soketi.
Yeah.
John Mueti.
Yeah.
Vincent Sokela.
Yes.
Those six. They said, William Okpara, the goalkeeper. They said,
seven.
I think it's,
yeah.
That seven.
Yeah.
Said, we keep the clean sheet. We're gonna try and make sure we stop these guys.
Yes.
You people do your job. Up front.
Meaning you strikers.
Helmut and Pelele. Brendan Silent.
Yes.
Myself, Mark Batchelor.
Do the
four of us, we must do something.
That's a serious workforce.
I'm telling you. You know. But it wasn't easy. Because we were denied the ball each and every time we wanted to do the attack. They just get the ball and then they were like constantly, you know, going at us. So we never had even, I can't even tell you, I can't remember the whole face off.
You don't?
I don't.
The rest is history, because I'm looking at this situation and saying, you win that, the chairman was there, everybody was there, you come back. Now, someone that has won such a huge trophy, and I've always said to people, there are three people that have actually united the country.
Yeah.
Three players based on football. It's Mark Williams. I will add the late Phil Masinga. May his soul rest in peace. And I'll add you. Because you actually, Phil Masinga got us to the 1998 World Cup. Mark Williams won us the 1996.
AFCON.
And you won Pirates and a South African team. The Champions League. The CAF Champions League chairs. You've won them. I'm a bonus. You guys have won this major trophy. I only saw at a distance when you guys arrived at the airport
Yeah.
I saw as well when the trophy had to be handed over to the champ at the Mill Park, at the offices of the Pirates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bonuses for fit. Tina Masin Pegin, you guys have won this major situation. And I'm thinking, these guys are well off from here. You got bonuses.
Yeah. Yes, we did get bonuses for that.
Not according to your expectations, the way you are looking, I'm looking at you. But you got bonuses.
Yeah, we
it's a major achievement.
It was a major achievement, and we did get what was due to us based on what the club thought it was sufficient
for me. Yes. What does Jerry do with that money?
Well, I was lucky because after that Champions League win, I had a call from the chairman again.
Yeah.
To say, Jerry, remember, we signed a one-year contract that was all every year renewable.
Yeah.
So the contract didn't have much on it because, you know, there were no agents.
Correct. It's
player and the chairman.
Correct.
A boardroom.
Yeah.
You know, and there is this long table, you know, the chairman that side. So I was lucky because come January 96, I had a meeting with the chairman and what was true to me in terms of the contract.
Yeah.
It was paid to me. And imagine from a four-roomed house
yeah.
that I was staying at,
yeah.
that was my grandmother's house.
Correct.
Not even my mother's house. And I took the whole money, including the bonuses and also the bonus for the goal, for scoring the goal as an individual.
There was a bonus as well.
There was a bonus as well for scoring the goal, you know, on the
side.
No, Lennon McKennedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He glories against Mount Scoring. But
it's all right. It's all right. Too.
I always say, Jerry, he was like, yeah, I scored, man. But credit my school, Lamachita Lapemo. But yeah. William Opara, that guy won us that trophy.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. The avalanche of savings.
Exactly. Yes. So I took the money, you know, because I had people that were more wiser in terms of say, do your savings. This yeah. is the best way to do. You do your, like, extend your house, make it a better house, you know, a better home.
What's up with money?
Yeah.
The most better money choices that you've had to make. You've got this money. In your goal, Champions League contract, Thiago, or Petinho. You've got to make this better money choices.
Yeah, I think the advice came to say, look, the only time you can invest your money to make sure that you look at it up, like you're going to be getting something after football, it's firstly look at your home.
Yes.
You know, do something with your home. And that didn't even make me think twice.
Yeah.
You know, just put the whole money into that project, you know, and you can't believe, you know, it was like the cost of the house in terms of everything, the contract, like said, okay, the house will just cost 110, you know, to start from scratch. I mean, that was a lot of money.
Yes.
That was a lot of money. And I was proud
yes.
to put that money into the contract to say, look, I don't want to have excuses. This is what I do now. I'm putting the money, I'm paying.
Yes.
Before you could even start the job. So your job is to go and do like the planning.
Yes.
Material. And then build a house. I'm giving you everything. You know. Because when the house started to be built, it was halfway of the season of 96.
Yeah.
And then lucky enough, I had to get to the Bafana.
Yes.
Now you know what happens when you
there's incentive. There's more incentive
as well.
Yeah.
You know. So I had to change the plan, you know, to say no. That one was a little bit yes, I want you to accommodate to have a better house, but now
I'm
going bigger now.
Yeah.
We need to add. You know, let's change the plan.
Yeah. In your case, you had made better money choices.
Yes.
Because you looked after the house, it's bigger. it's nicer now.
Yeah.
Must have made you feel proud.
Definitely it did, because remember in that, there was like a time where I was like, mom, there's no way you can always wake up now in the morning and go to work.
Okay.
I can manage now the whole household.
Yeah.
I can look after everybody.
Yeah.
And the pride that I had with my mom, she made sure that on my 21st birthday, she went all out, you know, her last cent.
Not by the character.
I had to do like, you know,
SK.
Yeah, SK.
I'm imagining Jerry's Kosan and SK.
SK. It's only that money on Pitani, John. Ubon SK in like,
you know,
in the cart.
Yeah. 21st birthday.
21st birthday. And then I had to go for a suit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, man, Benitani.
The only time I saw you wearing a suit is when you got married, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so, you know, for me, I always said my parents were supportive to me. Remember when I first signed my contract, professional contract with John Blackpool.
Yeah.
I was always traveling. I was still at school, going to train at Rocherville, come back late at night. Dropped at the pre-street, I have to take a taxi to Teresa. Yeah. Had to do the schoolwork, and then early in the morning, rushing to school with two bags, school bag, and then it's a, like a soccer kit bag, because after school immediately I must rush to the taxis, Joburg again, Rocherville. It was hectic, and my parents were supportive on that. So I thought, like, you know.
Let me buy myself a car.
Yes, but most of the earnings I have spent on my family, truly speaking.
Did you have a bank account at the time?
I did get one. I did. I had to, because I wasn't gonna.
But you train up guy on a game.
Yes, it was.
You didn't have a bank account.
It was in an envelope. And
the painting envelope.
Yes.
You were buying.
You.
Back guy. In brown envelope.
Envelope. Because there was a time the other money came when I was like with the national team.
Yeah.
Now I was like, you know, having a problem, because when I go to sleep, I must like under the pillow. You
don't say.
You're talking about 45 grand under the pillow.
You don't say.
I promise you, you know.
In you. 45 grand.
Under the pillow. When I'm going, I just lock like the safe at the hotel.
Yeah.
Put it in the safe and lock and have the key with me. But when I come back, remember, we share, you know, I don't trust, because my roommate is having a key as well for that safe.
For that safe.
So the only time I can be safe on my own for my money was to keep it with me under the bed.
I'll lie to you. So you sleep on that money, you've got 45,000 rands a year. So you come back with that money and you have to go bank it.
Yep. And my first bank was like PEM. You remember PEM Bank?
No, I know, because now I understand where the PEM hairstyle come from.
But that was my first.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And for me, the concept of saving was important. And you were saving now as part of investment.
Yeah.
Because the key thing that you had improved the house.
Yeah.
You had the good space, you had a car for yourself. You felt you had made better money choices.
Yeah.
Because it was money from Pirates, then the national team as well.
Yeah.
Now, I need to break away a little bit, because you and I need to talk about this conversation that we had. Good grand we Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah. I'm a Chief.
Yeah.
I'm a Chief.
And then you played for Pirates.
Yeah.
And you had Pirates players whilst you were a Chiefs fan. You had certain players that you like at Pirates. Let's name drop.
The first.
Yeah.
On top of the list.
Yeah.
Eric Chipachaug.
The principal.
Eric Chipachaug.
The one and only.
The left footer.
Chipachaug.
The left footer.
This is the Chiefs fan that's talking.
That's a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a young boy.
Yeah.
If they say Orlando Pirates is playing against another team, I want to go and see that player.
Chipachaug.
Yep.
What is it about Chipachaug that you
like? I think the way he made football to look so simple.
Yeah.
I've never seen that guy do a sprint or fight, you know, like to win the ball and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe he was a magician.
Yeah.
Because every time the ball will drop to him, but where the ball is going to, there is trouble. Because every time he plays the ball to any teammate,
there was enough time.
There was like, you know, sometimes we used to call it like, he killed a pass.
The pass into him.
I don't know, outside.
But now, one would have thought Jerry, the striker, would have modeled his game around somebody else. And then you go, and your favorite player is Chipachop.
Yeah.
And who else was there?
In Webster City Lake, each other?
These are midfielders.
Midfielders? I don't know why.
Never smiling.
But maybe because I felt like, as a striker, if I can have midfielders like this.
That's a pass.
They make sure, like, they look for you, even if you're hiding as a striker.
Yeah.
This pass, Levas of Tolana.
And
that's what made me like those players at Orlando Pirates.
When you see, because you mentioned a catalogue of friends, colleagues that went overseas, in the mind of a young man that leaves the country going overseas, whether it's China, you're expecting to get some more ching chings so that you can improve your life. You have your wife there, you say to yourself, this is my move, it's at the late stage of my career. I want to make money so that I can come back and live happily ever after. Yeah. Did that happen?
Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And this is where a lot of people wouldn't get the true story of why Jerry Skhosana had to come back.
Yeah.
I think that was the reason behind the whole absconding of China. It wasn't because I was a bad player or I had a bad behavior.
Yeah.
There was nothing of that sort.
Yeah.
The only thing is, obviously, if you leave your family behind, you know, you go to like unfamiliar territory, it's because of you want to have a better life. There is something that is being put there for you to go and get. But if you get there and then the promise is not fulfilled, and you are in a difficult area, a difficult space where it's not easy to live your own life.
Yes.
You know, you are like in a different world altogether. And then you don't get what you were promised. It's always going to be difficult for you to continue doing your duties. You know, even if you're doing good for those people, but you as an individual, what is it that you get in return?
Yeah.
Because you were promised that for you to move to this from point A to point B.
The grass is greener on the other side.
Definitely.
Now, I was privileged to get an invitation to a Timbis, a Mambis, a Kasia Makas, you say. And, credit, I've never seen you wearing a suit, but that suit, too good. That must have come with some thought process. In terms of I'm deciding to have a wife, I'm going to have a family. A lot of things come into place. You build this house. Better money choices that you've exercised. Now you're getting into a different institution where, based on your journey, you would have accumulated some money. I don't want to ask you to pay or have money, but I'm just talking responsibility and decision making and opening up to start saying, it's not Uche, now he's going to declare that, hey, this is how much we have at home. How easy was it or how difficult was it?
Well, it was a difficult experience, to be honest with you, 20. If you remember very well, I had the planning of the wedding. I had the date and everything, and I had to put aside what was gonna be the expenses of the wedding. And in that process, it was 3 months prior to my wedding, my father passed away, unplanned, you know. So now I had to go back now to say, I can't focus on the wedding and say, whatever that I've set aside for the wedding, I cannot go and take on that. Because the person that was supposed to be the one that was looking after this assets that I've put aside, passed on.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to go in there and make sure that I bury my father, you know, with dignity, you know, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
But by God's grace, to be honest with you, I had some other means that came on. You know, if you've walked your path and people have seen you walk that path, and people give you the respect of you, seeing you as this individual that made a difference in life.
Play a role always, in their lives.
Play a role in their lives. They always want to come and have you maybe to be like their spokesperson, you know, motivational speaker for them, you know, to have something. And I was lucky because I had those, because I was no longer playing football.
Yes.
And I had to fulfill what I've already displayed in terms of the assets that I've put for my marriage, that I've used for my father. Yeah. So I had to get something out of that, you know, and I continued. And that's when you got the invitation to come. And the most important part about it, it was not in my house, because I had a house there. I had a house in town.
Yes.
But because I was like a street person, you know,
they wanted to have that in
that house, because I would say the house that I built first, that's my house.
Yes.
You know, that's my grandmother's house. That's the house the way maybe like in my first day when I was a baby, I was taken to.
That's your temple.
You know, so I wanted to make sure that my wedding was not in my house. I wanted to do it there, ikasi, and for the people in Abu Prakate, Babon, the responsibility and choices that you make when you've got something, you know, because getting married, it's part of a money management, you know, because the person that you take to be your spouse, you know, we build a house together, but that person makes that house into a home.
Yeah.
Because this is my pride now.
Yeah.
You know, to say I'm seated here, I'm proud that I've got a warm home.
Yeah, I'm walking to a good space.
You know, I've got my home in Tembisa. I've got my home again because of the woman that I got married to. And I'm just grateful because all of those things don't just come because, decision makings in your financial
matters,
you know, it's what you put together and save to make sure that in your life you have the progress.
You know, I'm talking to you and I'm thinking there's a path that has been scripted because part of you owns a football club.
Yep.
I've been to the Phillies games and I know you've coached there and that. And I just get the impression that you've seen the sacrifices of the team owners being at the Pirates, be it at Giant Blackpool, the Makhot Man must sacrifice anywhere to raise kids like yourself and myself. And you felt the need as well to be part of that game to try and guide those youngsters because you, I think that it was a lot of pain. You've got to ask those that have progressed to walk the path in terms of the experiences. Take me through briefly about the team that you have and how you acquired it and the value that you're adding to those youngsters as they grow.
As you know, I work with like Hollywood Bets and I was lucky because a lot of activations that I had to do were more based on the people that would cherish or like being happy to see a person like me. And they were always looking at that, you know. When people come and say, we know what this person can do. We've seen when he was a coach, you know, the likes of Themba Zwane, Diko Modise, Punch Masinamela, Gift Sithole used to be the captain at the Platinum Stars, you know, Lizom Jempu, Myron Shongwe, for that matter, Myron Shongwe came to me at Pilas as a goalkeeper, but I turned him into a striker. He went on to play for Amazulu.
I like how you're flossing. You know, Sebastian, that's it. You can call him Leto Kumudis, a little bit of Kulubara. Ubuya lagi. Tabo Matlava Ubuya Lagin. Zwane that you're talking about, Ubuya Lagin.
His hands.
That's the contribution that
you exactly. So with them, you know, because when we're doing the activation,
yeah.
People will come and say, "Yo, my kid is a better player. Can you do something?"
Yeah.
And I would be like, unfortunately, I don't have a club.
Yeah.
You know, but they saw that. And then they said, look, we know what the passion in you in terms of development.
Yeah.
We'll give you the CSI project.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a certain amount of money for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then we want you to buy your own club. You know, that will be funded by Hollywood Bets.
Yeah.
And this is exactly that happened because I bought a club in the APC Motsepe League, Gauteng Stream.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, in my first season, I nearly got relegated,
yeah.
Survived. And the second season, I was not performing until the last two games where
yeah.
I was just like, you know, pinned with 1 point.
Yeah.
Just 1 point. But nevertheless, I've learned, you know, how to make sure that you keep the momentum going. And also, I'm happy that I've got certain players in this team that have been earmarked to go and try with PSL teams because they've been seen in my team because everybody wants to come and watch Hollywood Thunder. You know, the owner is Thunder, the club is Thunder. Let's see.
There's Thunder there.
Yeah, maybe there are other teams, one is people
that
may come and they are there. They are there.
You and I know the environment of youngsters that starts getting money. And survive and say to the guy, I'm the boss. And I'm saying, you and I have a responsibility through NetBank to open up a discussion between these young men that you are actually putting money into their account to say they need to be able to be involved in terms of the financial affairs of the child. Because you and I would know that a child that begins to get money and with the amount of ignorance that might creep in, tends to attract negative people around you. Negative people that will start getting you to do things that get you to offer up in terms of your career. Would that be something that you started looking into? Because you and I come from a generation that has seen your Asian Australian was doing well. We have to fit in as well and try and make a name for ourselves. And then you have a generation that we've seen some of them doing well, some of them falling by the wayside. Have you started that sort of engagement?
I've already started. I make sure each and every time players get paid, there is somebody within the family that I speak to.
Yeah.
Because it's not long, it's mostly young players that are getting paid through that. And some of them, they've made the payment to be more on the father or the mother.
Correct.
At home.
Yeah.
You know, because he's still young enough. I mean,
a
16-year-old
yeah.
that is still at school.
Yeah.
You know, and now if he makes that bank account, obviously the bank account, I would say that's his bank account because I'm paying him. But basically the money is based on the parents.
Yeah.
And I would always ask if did the money go through, you know, because the kid needs to come and play. And the parents is the first priority in my club that I always get engaged to. And the senior players, I think for them, I always sit down with them.
Yeah.
Because obviously they own their own accounts.
Yeah.
You know, but I always make sure whatever that they do, it's more of a father figure, a guidance. I always tell them to say, you look at me standing here now. I don't wake up at 6 or 7 to go to work because of the respect of this football that gave me everything that I am now. I'm boasting because everything that I've saved and everything that I've done, it's what is paying me back now. And now for you people to be more of me, this is the way to go, you know, because you'll have a soccer player that is not familiar with corporate industry. The football player, you know, in our generation, even my generation of late, how many that I get to meet on the street that is, have splashed their monies and they were not that popular with the community and also the respect of the path that you walk in.
Yeah.
If you don't respect that path, remember, it's gonna have a cul-de-sac and it's not gonna open for you to go forward. And this is always what I give names to my players to say, look at this player. This player had it all. This player was the best footballer. But let's look at this player now. I don't want to see you being this player.
Yeah.
Look at this person that is standing next to you.
Yeah.
This used to be the best striker. Played for great teams. Played for national team. He went to China. But he's still in football. And he's still doing what he loves doing. Best because all these areas of football needs to be respected. Monies that you accumulate in those areas of football needs to be saved. You know, because that's where the respect of the community comes to.
Correct.
You know, because you wouldn't be, I wouldn't be seated here if I was this person that didn't know where he wants to go in terms of life.
Yeah.
I chose life that I thought would be suitable for me into a certain area, and by God's grace, I hope maybe I just reach 100 being, you know, happy to see my kids grow and grandchildren, great grandchildren. But yeah, choices that you make in life are those that will take you far.
Jared, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm fascinated by the story that you're telling, but I'm also looking at the catalog. Hey, Lemoyane played in so many teams. But you know, the language that looks you, you know, the castaway. You should list these teams, but I want you to boast about the type of players that you were exposed to yourself in the various clubs that you played for, and maybe national teams as well. Hey man, you know, this is who I played with. For people that have never seen Teresa play football.
No. I don't know where to start, but from John Blackpool.
Yeah.
Because John Blackpool is Kubima. Maybe sister OK League.
Yeah.
I still remember OK League.
Yeah.
They played Africa of PSL today.
Yes.
Yeah. So Lapa Amachita. I wasn't understanding.
Amachita
serious.
Yeah.
You'll have the late shoes Michelle.
Ah, perfect. Katul. The elegance.
Amen.
CSI.
Talking to football. Talking with football, like
making that football.
Amen, look easy.
Yeah.
Then you had Fanny Madida.
The days at the Kaiser Chiefs.
You know, he was loaned from Kaiser Chiefs to Blackpool.
Yeah.
Then you had the speedy hill boy, Koma Masano. You get these three, where are you going to play? And there is this Jairus Kosana, the young Jairus Kosana.
Yeah.
Who was favored by this coach, the late Eddie Lewis, and also the late Sandy Lepani. You still remember?
I know about Sandy.
You know, I was fortunate in that team, man.
Yeah.
And you come again, you look at the midfielder, there was like a John Muloi. Not John Muweti.
Yeah.
John Muloi, so short. Like,
yeah, I'm John Muzina.
Was it born? We had about Churi Bantuan.
Churi Bantuan.
We had like a Charles Lowe.
Yes.
A defender. And then there was like a Utaka in the tack.
That's in the hardcore. Middle of the park. That's hardcore.
You know.
You know, I'm listening to these players and I'm thinking, these are hardcore players. That's talent. Eesh. That's raw talent.
Eesh.
Now, Amazulu, Buffet. Both country.
I thought Amazulu, I'm on Simon Makaku.
Yeah.
I think I was still having Poland Dania there.
Yes.
Pirito Tetsi also joined Amazulu.
Yeah.
And there were a whole lot of guys that were there, which I'm just missing the names now.
That's fine, but
to be honest,
I want to know that, because that's the cream that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I also want to know aces.
Ah, my man, Sekai. Lapo, I'll tell you, I'm a cage.
Nitipondo guys,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got the late chairman, Willy Mahlangu himself. Mahlangu.
As of course,
yeah. Then, Uzotolu short yomunyungara la papambi, Johannes Schill. You still remember?
I still remember.
In the very like it. Johannes Schill. Paige Mahlangu.
Mr. Tembisa himself. Utiche.
Adam Vula Vala Mabena.
Yes.
Percy Mathausen.
Yes.
Of course, Jairus Kosana. Dumisani Ngobe, Spitty Pete.
You know,
the young Spitty Pete at Aces.
I like the way you say this. And I'll see you.
Oh, you need love.
Ulapa, you know,
that's
fine.
I'm you mentioned people when I was fine.
I was fine, but when I was fine.
Oh, Benita. I wish I was willing to go play two, play three. Then he understands. I wish I was fine, but I wish I was Ben Korn and Kosan. Look, part of this, and these part people made me to be brave. You know, because I learned a lot from these three mosquitoes.
You talk about learning.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, there's this club called the Orlando Pirates that you played for. Massive club.
Yeah.
There's big names that played before you. The big names that were there in your time. Too. I need you to just propose them. Tell us about those players.
And for that matter, maybe me kamul misil, Brian, me kamul misil. You know, when you play for Pirates, that's not just a club.
It's a way of life.
It's an institution.
Yeah.
You get in there, utom, umas next.
Yeah.
You go out of there after we meet the China League.
When you meet the China.
Ah.
Just the institution itself. Makes you a better person in life.
I'm saying people that
strong in life.
People that played for that club.
Yeah.
At the moment, now, presently, that are no longer playing. And they came without nicknames.
Yeah.
At Orlando Pirates.
Yeah.
They got all the names there. I came there as Jerus Kosana from Woodbank Aces.
Yeah.
Then I had to be Legs of Thunder when they go to Pirates.
Yeah.
There was like Hellman and Kalele from Jomo Cosmos.
Yeah.
Then you had a Midnight Express.
Yes.
From Orlando Pirates.
Orlando Pirates.
You had Brendan Silent who came all the way from Northwest.
Yes.
Then you had Brendan Stepezana.
Stepezana.
Where do you get that nickname?
You have to get.
You had Dumisani Ngobe. Came from Aces now. He comes to Pirates. To those pretty pits.
Yeah.
We are talking about. You've got to Gerard Rapatel, who's winning the Pulukwa.
Yeah.
The defender, the good of us. Oh, who's Gerard Rapatel? Now I'm a figure of a pirate. So, Uba. So, Umkaba.
Yeah.
That's the boasting that I'm telling you about, because you get to pirate as a nobody, just a prime balloon, prime mate. You get a point. But no, no pirate. At the prime 2020.
Hmm? 2020.
Where do you get this? I mean, that's why I say this is another element that we're missing of late.
Yeah.
Because those names, you wanted to live by your nickname.
Yeah.
You wanted to keep that name, because when they say 2020, there is no striker that must pass. Because if you let the striker go, you lose that dignity and quicker. So that's why I say institution, that team.
I like the way you're reasoning all of these names and the rationale behind that. Because what you're talking about is how you, based on the people that you meet, they've helped you to grow as a person. You humble yourself to say, listen, I am Jerus Kosana, but there are people that are around me that have made me who I am. There are people that are going to be consuming this conversation that you and I are having.
Yeah.
And I want us to talk to those people. Because I want us to trigger these conversations amongst colleagues, amongst friends, amongst families, amongst youngsters that want to travel on the institution of marriage. You know, the family values that carries you, because you've emphasized the importance of maintaining that brand, Jerus Kosana, that gets to be recognized wherever that you go. I want you to talk to those people. Because the aim of this conversation is to encourage people to make better money choices, but also to become better people and make better choices and be engaging in this subject that we're always scared of to engage so that we can grow us. I want you to talk to those people.
First of all, Brian, I would say the self-esteem is the most important part of the human being. Because if you don't believe in yourself, there's nothing that will come out. People won't see your contribution in the society. And also for you to learn, you need to look at the next person that is more motivational to you. What is this person doing? You need to follow what the good the other person is doing so that you can adopt it and make sure that you grind it inside you. And when you take it out to the next person that you're going to be meeting, it's something that is got value on it in terms of life. You know, it's more of if you look at somebody who's earned a lot of money, and then down the line, 2 months down the line, that person is struggling. You don't want to associate yourself with that person. But you will look at the person that had nothing, but because of his being generous to the whole world in terms of how he wants to live. And then you see this person growing and growing from the little that he's earning or making out of a living, you know. So you always want to associate yourself with people like that to make sure that if somebody utters a word, it's a word that will bring something into your ear. Unlike somebody who will talk to you, but it just gets in here and then it goes out on the other ear because it doesn't have that value because you're not looking upon that person. So if you meet people like Jairus Kosana, who's always out there, you know, we talk about my career when I started from school and also mixing academic studies and football.
Yeah.
And seated here now talking to the man himself, you know, to say, I'm here, I'm looking 30 years back when I had nothing.
Yeah.
But the little that I had to get from Giant Blackpool, the little that I had to get from Aces, the little that I managed to make at Orlando Pirates, this is who I am today because of the respect and the choices that I made in the public. And these are the people that you want to associate yourself with so that you can see not only you, but the other generation that is coming behind you to make sure that they walk this path that you've paved for them, that you're showing them that this is the path of what you need to follow this path. I think that is mostly important in life because you don't have to be selfish. You need to take it out and give whatever that you had for you to have this life that you're having today, even though we're getting older. But you, the more you get older, is the more you get wiser. And these are the ways that I want to give to the generation that is to come. And I'm glad because I've got an institution that I have in the club that has got all these young stars that I'm always have the opportunity to guide them and teach them, especially money savings, where they need to invest their money and how to invest their monies. Because you get people that get advice to invest. If somebody wants to go and buy a car, that's not an investment.
Yeah.
You know, you need to buy a property. Yeah. Something that down the years you'll fall back to that will generate something for you to live. So I think the generation of today that we've lost good and quality players, all of them, it's the mistake that they've done because they start earning a lot of money and then somebody without the experience of driving a fancy car go and buy a car that is worth millions of rands.
Yeah.
And down 6 months down the line, we've lost that person because he couldn't control the car. But if you take that money and put it in the house will take you to your grave, but it will give you warmth.
Yeah.
Then it will give you shelter and also to your kids, you know. So that's basically what I'm putting to the people to say, invest in a proper way. Invest where you're going to get something in return.
I wanted to talk to parents with kids because you probably have gone through that situation where your child says to you, I swear to you, you have 300,000 rand. You know, we want to post using our kids to say, I'm going to buy my child this type of thing. You know, the kids tend to build the sense of entitlement. And I've shared this before, and I'm going to share it with you, and I would want us to, perhaps others to listen to it, to say, there are 3 boys at home that I have. They're all on the payroll based on the chores that they have to do. There is no, I don't have money for this, I don't have money for this, can you give me that money? They all have to be paid at the end of the month based on what they have worked for. It's chores that they have to do at home. They have to give me a report of what they've done. And I've sold that concept to say, in the world that we live in today, you and I are exposed to that type of mentality of kids who have been served as entitlement. And parents being parents. And they tend to go for that. I want to have your thought on that because I've created that concept. And I think so far, it has instilled a bit of financial wiseness out of those points. And I thought I should share it with you and hear your view about it.
Yep, I'm grateful because I've got two boys and one girl, but I cannot say boy and a girl because the other two, they've got their own kids. As I say, I'm a grandfather now, you know. I was lucky because they grew up under me in terms of whatever that I give to them. There must be like an end product with what they do. And I'm glad that they are now like elders, both of them. But now I've got the other one that is the little one, where there are a lot of misunderstanding, you know, because now the father has got this money, the father is aiming, the father owns the club, the father this, they are like things that are happening. But I've got the CEO of the house who's taking care of it.
Yes.
Because I've got a lot in me, because she knows I'm no longer their baby now. I'm no longer their, how can I put it? I think.
Their responsibility.
It is their responsibility. Any, like most of the family matters, you know, this small items near my
house. When I had the executive chairman.
Yeah, well, I have to look at the outside world because I've done enough for them to be where we are.
Yeah. So you've got now, to fly at some
point. You know, so now the CEO needs to look after the small one because now I've got another 30 of those ones that I've signed in my club that I must look after on the outside. But nevertheless, I think
that's be fine concept, for you, right?
It is. I'm enjoying the journey that I've taken, and thanks to the company, you know, that they gave me that opportunity because, you know, I'm a footballer, and as I've said to you, I've produced a lot of players without anything, but because of the passion and trying to get people to understand where I come from and taking them to that opportunity to earn something. And I'm happy today. You're seated with Tiko here. I gave him that opportunity. Temba Zwane, as I've mentioned, you know, Tabo Matlaba, they all had to follow what I told them. And I'm grateful because they did. And they are quality players now. They own their houses. They always come to my house as well and say, thank you very much, you know, because you gave us the right platform and then you showed us the right path to walk to. And now we post like yourself, and we hope that maybe when we reach your age as you are now, without being in the corporate, you know, just to go and work, because I'm a footballer, they will still be involved in football even after they've stopped playing. And this is what is happening with Tiko now. You know, he stopped playing, but he's more involved with football. And that's what you want to see. You know, whatever that you do, Brian, you want to see the end product. And I'm proud to say that I've seen that, but I'm still willing. I still have the energy to make more because I'm still there. I still have that passion to make sure that other kids also get the opportunity in terms of me plowing back to the society.
Jared, this is not the end of this conversation, but the beginning of the conversation, because this has to go on. We've just triggered this conversation. Life journeys that we've walked on.
Yeah.
Tough as it is, we've managed to come through out of that. We've inspired a whole lot of people. You've inspired me because I've been watching you all the time. And I still continue to look at your work, and I'm inspired by what you do.
And you inspired me, by the way, because your choices when you stop playing, I always planned around you, but unfortunately I had to play against the other guys that were taller than me. And those guys from Ivory Coast were more of your statue, you know, big as you are, but yeah, thanks for that, because I always watched you play.
The invoice is coming. My brother, thank you very much. I really appreciate what you said. This conversation must go. Thank you very much. I really appreciate everything. The conversation was great. It's been an honor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.